I don't know. I think it's probably a word that has dropped from my vocabulary because I haven't done it in so long.
You have somebody who takes care of your place up there? You take care of it yourself?
Oh, my farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it can be called that,
You pretty much take care of it yourself?
Well, after housekeeping, you're talking about maybe just general housekeeping?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes,
Well, after everything gets all messy, and maybe you're going to have a couple of friends over and you don't want to look like an absolute slob. You go through the house and what do?
Clean it up.
Clean it up, okay. Let me see, usually one of the things you might do is you'd sweep up. What do you sweep up with?
Broom.
A broom, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's say that I've got a broom maybe in the corner there and the door is open. Where would you say the broom was?
Behind the door.
Behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. We've already talked about that. Oh, I know what I want to ask you about. You mentioned that around the front of your house you had a veranda that went about...
We never called it the veranda, however.
You didn't?
No.
That's interesting. What'd you call it?
Oh, the front porch.
Front porch. But the other thing, you said veranda, then you said porch, too. I was wondering if there was a difference.
We called it the front porch. See, the front porch took a dog, not really a dog leg, but took an L bend around the side of the house to terminate into the screen porch, which is also referred to as the side porch, but this is confusing because we also sat on the side porch as part of the front porch. That we had breakfast on the side porch, and we're having breakfast on the side porch, we meant we're having breakfast on the screen porch. But we're having drinks in the afternoon on the side porch, it meant that we were having it on the south side of the front porch.
Well, are there any other words that you know to describe that part of a house?
Can I borrow this tape when I write my novel?
Go on. Wait till I get through with you.
What?
Are there any other parts of or any other parts? Are there other names that you know for that part of the outside of a house?
Well, if it's very small, it's a stoop.
What's the difference between a stoop and a porch? You say it's small. Any other difference? What if it's covered?
Well, that all depends. It could be a portico or portico shell.
I see. What's the difference?
But then, well, a stoop is a little more than maybe three concrete steps up.
Walking in or out.
Right. That we do not think of. Think highly of stoops.
Okay. And they can be either.
Really, the best people might have stoops, leading up to their back doors, but no self-respecting family would have a stoop at their front porch. Where the front porch should be, if you understand.
Well, is a stoop normally covered?
No.
It's uncovered.
Right.
It's
It would be a portico if it was covered, and that, I don't know whether, to this day, I don't know whether this is correct, but if you could drive a car under it, it was a portico shell.
I see.
And I don't know if that's correct, but then that's the way my personal brain got it when I was a kid.
any other names for that front part of our...